Yes. Yes.
All right, I'm rolling. Who's doing the lead?
I plugged this thing up.
Your machine working, Andrew?
It's working.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the January 7th meeting of Orrville City Council. This evening will be led in prayer by John Grandy from Living Water Church. You would stand with me, please.
Good evening. God, thank you for each and every one of these council members who have taken time away from their families and their schedules to be here, the important matters that there are to discuss and decide for our city. God, I thank you that this is a place where progress and tradition meet. I thank you that we can learn from the wisdom of the past and tradition that have gone before us, and we can prepare the way for the future to progress into the kind of life that we all long for. I thank you that each decision that's made in this room is a part of that future that we're stepping into. And the goal is that we would all thrive here. That's a word that I think we need a little bit more of, is thriving, of joy. We have so much in our lives that can weigh us down, but I pray that as decisions are made, it would lead to more joy and more freedom and more thriving. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Now, roll call, please.
Hughes.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Asperis Jr.
Here.
Hampshire.
I am present.
Asperis Sr.
Here.
Orphan.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
Thank you. Council should have received a copy of the meeting, or of the minutes of our meeting on January 17th. It's early in the year. I need to learn to talk to that. Does anyone have any questions, remarks about those minutes? Yes, sir.
I move they be approved as posted.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asperis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asperis Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee report. Finance, Mr. Asperis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance has no report this evening. I would like to say Happy New Year to all. With the legislation we have before us tonight, I think that's a good start to the new year. That's all I have. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Utilities, Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. Utilities has no report. However, the utility board will be back in action next Monday.
Thank you. Health and safety, Mr. Asperis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report for tonight.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report from Parks and Recreation.
Move to Transportation. Mr. Shoup.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation also has no report tonight.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report, sir.
Thank you. And Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met. And I have no report. However, I would like to take a moment to congratulate you on your retirement from your day job.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I'm planning on enjoying my retirement. I do have 1 year left to be up here, but I'm not going to run for re-election. So if there's anybody that wants to run for council president, you better go down and get your petition quickly because they're due soon. Okay, we have no special committee reports. We'll move to administrative reports. Mayor Handwerk.
Thank you, Mr. Hinton. I know you'll be a great full-time Santa when you're retired. I have a few things to report. One would just be our Employee of the Month for the first one of 2019 is Brandon Lockhart, and he is from the Utilities at the Water Department. He just started working for Utilities last June 2018. He performs a wide variety of duties, which includes operating the water plant, reading meters, customer service work orders, and maintenance. He learns things very quickly and is a great addition to the team. Brandon lives in Oroville, and in his spare time, he enjoys going to dirt track races and playing both softball and golf. He's also a OHS alumni and a former Red Rider, and so we're very glad to have Brandon with us, and we'll be eating lunch this Friday together. Just to remind council, our next council meeting will be on a Tuesday, January 22nd, due to Martin Luther King Day being on the 21st. And there is a Martin Luther King Day service down at the Oroville Baptist Church that evening on the 21st at 7 o'clock, if anyone would wish to attend. I know I will be there for that. And that is all I have for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Move to our Safety Service Director, Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
What?
I knew that would be a shocker.
I know what that is. All you guys with no report might get out to go watch the football game.
I have a question for Mr. Wheeler.
Yeah, who's playing?
Mr. Miller, how's the salt holding up?
The salt is fantastic so far, and that's why I actually didn't want to bring up the S word either and jinx us, so I'm not even going to go there with that. So far, so good, so, sir.
Good.
Thank you. Well, move to our utilities director. Mr. Brediger, the birthday boy.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Utilities have been quiet since we last met. We're just hoping for a boring 2019. No disrespect. But
didn't start out very boring on New
Year's
Eve.
Yeah, a little bit of wind, a little rain over New Year's Eve there, so we did have a few customers out here here and there, but had our crews out. I believe the street department was out also a good part of that night there. So, but other than that little rocky start, compliments Mother Nature there, we should be pretty quiet. And Mr. Korfman mentioned there we will be starting back up with the utility board at next Monday night meeting at 6:30. That's all I have tonight, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move to our finance director, Ms. Stremlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Finance also has nothing new to report yet for the new year.
Thank you. And our law director, Mrs. Kirkwright.
Thank you, Mr. President. I don't have anything to report either.
Wow. My goodness, what an evening this is going to end up being. For my report, I do have one thing to let you know. 2 weeks from now, the beard disappears. I have some granddaughters that are young but very capable, but I still don't trust them with a blade. So it's going to come off with an electric shaver. And that happens 2 weeks from now.
Straight razor.
That's I'm not going to trust an 8-year-old with that. We have no old business for this evening, so we'll move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
I have to add vacation.
Oh. I forgot. Okay. For council, we've received a request for vacation of an alley. You should have gotten a description and a map for that. Does anyone have any questions for it, or should we just pass that on?
It was in the packet that I sent out for Pine Street.
Right. Yeah, so it goes to planning. Yeah.
It needs to be referred to planning.
We don't do anything for it now. We just pass it on unless someone has a question. Okay, send that to the Planning Commission.
Thank you.
Now we'll go to new business.
Resolution 119, I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Korfman.
Ms. Bears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Ms. Bears Sr.?
Yes.
Korfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Resolution 119, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract to provide for tax abatement for real property for Morgan Truck Body, LLC, and declaring an emergency.
Thank you.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Jack DiNardo from CB Richard Ellis has, I believe he's flown in from Chicago today, so I ask if, with Council's permission, if he could come up and give a description of the project. He has represented Morgan Corporation throughout this process, so he's here representing them tonight as well.
Mr. DiNardo.
Thank you for that introduction. Thank you, members of the board, for hearing about our project today. Morgan Corporation is the number one producer in the U.S. of Class 3 through 7 truck bodies. They're considering a purchase, renovation, and upfit of 600 Chestnut to add an additional production facility to their portfolio. The project itself would create 75 new jobs and would include a capital investment in excess of $16 million. We thank you for your consideration of the property tax abatement and hope that you approve it tonight. Thank you. If there's any questions, happy to answer those now.
Mr. Spears.
Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you for being here tonight. The 75 jobs, if one was interested in any one of those jobs, can you just give a brief description of what those jobs would be and where to apply for those?
Yeah, there's a variety of production, technician, as well as kind of material handling positions. If the final evaluations are all go through, the company will post them on their website as well as use various kind of state and local partners to advertise for those openings.
Okay. And do you know what the web address is?
I do have that. It's just morgancorp.com.
Okay.
And all of it, they'll be posted.
Excuse me,
Mr. Corfman.
The Orville Chamber has more information as well on their website.
Okay, thank you. I saw a hand over here.
Yes, can you give us any kind of a time frame as to when you'll be hiring and moving into production and starting production with the facility? What your time frame is?
Yeah, so for the project scope that we described, there's a few evaluations and things that still have to occur for the company. If those occur and move forward, that would likely be the end of January, and then hiring would begin as the building is being kind of upfitted.
Do you have any idea when you'll be ready to start production in the facility?
Yeah, in 2019 would be expected, and then fully ramped up by 2021.
By 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Any idea of an average wage?
Yeah, $35,000.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Just say that we're certainly appreciative of Morgan Corporation and glad that you're here tonight with us, and we appreciate that you had interest in Orville, and we're glad we were able to accommodate you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for your consideration.
Okay. Mr. Larson.
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Esper Sr.?
Yes.
Workman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Esper Jr.?
Yes.
I move resolution 119 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Corfman.
Esper Sr.?
Yes.
Corfman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Esper Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes. Resolution 219. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Spears.
Workman?
Yes.
Larson? Bless you.
Thanks. Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes. Resolution 219, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into a contract to provide for a job creation income tax credit for Morgan Truck Body LLC and its subsidiaries and declaring an emergency.
Okay. Mr. Wheeler, any further information?
Yes, sir. Just to kind of clarify the job creation tax credit, that's a 10% credit. It's for a period of 8 years. They are estimating 75 new jobs, as Mr. DiNardo stated, at $2.6 million in new payroll, which will result in a potential of 26,000 based on that job number in new income tax to the city of Oroville.
Okay. Anyone have any questions about this one? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. Just for clarification, those are yearly figures, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, that over the obviously over the life it would be $210,000 roughly, and new income tax to the city.
Anyone else have any questions or comments?
I move the rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on 3 separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Corcoran.
Morrison?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corcoran?
Yes. I move Resolution 219 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Asparis Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corcoran?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Thank you. That concludes our new business for this evening. And hopefully this will be a welcoming of Morgan Truck Body to Oroville, Ohio. Anybody have anything for the good of the order this evening? Boy. Mr. Hampshire.
I move to adjourn, sir.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Wilson.
Wilson?
Yes.
Spears Jr.?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis Sr.?
Yes.
Corcoran?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting this evening. I hope everyone has a happy new year. We are now adjourned.
Well done.
Enjoy that one.
How's your trip?
Sick, how about yours?
My two boys got sick too.
Really?
Yeah, like you seem to be.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
All four of us got it.
Is that right?
Yeah.
My two boys got sick, and they had another one of my son's friends with them too, and he was in the same room, and he started coughing and hacking yesterday on the way home.
How are you?
Did you guys have a good time? We did. Customs was at a skeletal crew, so coming home yesterday was brutal. Coming, getting through, ship got in late. They made us wait longer. Customs took forever. We went to Baltimore and they had a football game going on. So our hotel car was right next to the stadium.
They pulled us out of line and made us do the retina scan, which I remember the parents because neither one of us. But as soon as our pictures came up on the thing, she's like, okay, yeah. And then our two, and no forms, no nothing. And then our two friends, when they got up in the line, they were like, go ahead and go first. They didn't have to do anything. They didn't have to fill out.
What is a retina scan for?
And this is what's interesting, because I've never seen it before. And they have this, it's on my